Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time. Welcome to another recap show. Yep, Fear the Walking Dead recap show, now available on iTunes. We're going to be talking about the 2-hour season finale. Holy shnikey balls. We're going to separate these, so don't think we're going to do one massive giant recap. It's going to be split in half since it was 2 episodes technically. Alongside of me, I got Jesus of Dysfunctional.com. What's up, Jesus?
Not much. How's it going?
Good, good. Brancy, the VRO.com. What's up, Brancy?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
And the mother not to be from AccordingToKristen.com.
Oh, God.
What's up, Kristen?
What up?
Yes, for those of you that are tuning in and went and jumped from The Strain to us, Jesus and I just recapped The Strain and we talked about it and we mentioned how we were going to recap Fear of the Walking Dead, and then this is the Kristen we were talking about, everybody. This is her. This is her.
And Kristen still doesn't know the joke.
No, so. She doesn't. This is not a joke. This was real life stuff. Let's jump into it now.
It's a joke to me.
Fear the Walking Dead, Sunday night, AMC. The first hour was called Wrath. Holy snaggy balls. I tweeted out, because I saw it probably later than any of you guys, because for the first time ever, Kristen actually watched the episode before any of us did.
I know, it was shocking.
That was shocking. But that ending, I actually tweeted out saying, holy crap, Travis, that was some Walking Dead carnage there, or I don't know what the hell, a caliber, I think, as I said, because let's just jump into that. Chris goes out. I mean, he gets killed by the freaking Derek and Brandon, aka I don't know who the other guy is, and reboot Mr. Footloose.
His name is Kenny Wormall.
Well, I knew you girls would know.
I didn't know.
Good, Brancy. I'm glad you're
one of us. He's a dancer.
I know.
There's the answer, right?
That's
there.
Why he was in that shitty remake of Footloose. They actually take out Chris. Chris falls asleep. He's not a very good driver. And they tell this to Travis. Let me rewind a little bit. Starting off with the girls first, real quick, what was going through your mind when they're keeping Travis locked away and all of a sudden Travis goes out and looks in the window and sees the mob and how they're trying to kick the two outside?
That was fucked up.
Was funny. I just knew it was all about to go down right there.
Mm-hmm. Even Strand was like, oh my God. Oh, yeah, you definitely knew that was going to happen. Jesus?
Yeah, you knew something was going to happen. I thought that they had every right to keep him out of that. But I don't know. It was kind of messed up. I will admit that.
So do you think, so does everybody agree with Strand's thing that the hope would have, you know, by not telling Travis, it would actually help him more than harm, you know, hurt him? Would you have told, would y'all have told Travis?
Who's going to start God, here?
That's a tough okay, question it's, to answer.
It's obvious that Jesus would not tell him, correct?
Oh, I would tell him.
Oh, okay.
That's because Jesus is ruthless.
Dude, look. He needed to get snapped out of this whole everything's going to go back to normal mentality he's had.
So you think that would have helped him survive the zombie apocalypse?
Yes.
But they got kicked out of the hotel.
Doesn't matter. They'll find somewhere new.
Okay. Is that, girls, is that how y'all feel too? That you would have told him to better make him better in the zombie apocalypse? Yeah, see,
we can't answer.
Well, no, but to me, I feel like telling him would do the opposite of making him better, because like he's already beating himself up so much for leaving him, and now to be like, hey, you left him and now he's dead.
Exactly. Wait, but hold on, why do they keep saying that he left him? He didn't leave him, they left Travis.
That's true.
No, but that's what Travis was saying. He was
yeah,
like,
I know.
I
everybody kept saying that Travis left Chris, and I was like, why do they keep saying that? He did not leave him.
True that. I mean, I guess it could be seen that, you know, I guess Travis looked at it as like, I could have went with him. I could have just played along, you know, and he didn't. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think he should have been told. I mean, I definitely love the way that it went down because I loved it. But but I mean, you could see it even after all this, and we'll jump into it. Even after that, he had like the Rick Grimes look. Did y'all notice that?
He did. Yeah.
Stone Cold like
beast mode.
He was not going to take anyone's shit at all.
Let's face it. Even with all that happened, he's still a better parent than Madison.
Yeah, I would agree. I would totally agree.
How times have changed.
I know. Jesus wanted to have her babies. And then now, I told you, Jesus, we speak the truth. We know the truth. But yes, that whole thing. And so what was going through your mind? I mean, when what's-his-face Derek was telling the you know, and you knew he was lying.
Yes.
And as soon as Travis goes, because at first I was like, these fuckers are going to get away with it. And then all of a sudden Travis says, which one was it? Did you pull him out of the car or was he thrown out of the-? I was like,
oh my God.
Oh, fuck.
When he paused, I was like, oh my God.
All right.
Go on.
I like how they show him locking the door too. Yeah. Some shit was going to go down.
It was so good. I'm not going to lie. I got a Woody. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie. Pass. Normally, if anybody's tuned in, you know my nipples get hard, but no.
Full That's
on,
true.
Full on Woody. Hey, Seuss, did you get a Woody too?
Nope.
Okay. So what was up after all the car? I mean, Travis goes ape shit. I mean, literally stomps that dude's face in. Throws Mr. Footloose through a freaking window. Now this is going to be the interesting thing about you guys. We all four of us could not stand Chris. Mm-hmm. Did any of three of y'all have any kind of how it went down? Did y'all feel bad at all?
Wait, it's funny because Brancy and I were texting each other.
Of course.
Yeah. And we think it was kind of a lame way for him to go.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah. Somebody should have like killed his ass. Not like that.
I thought for sure really that anything. He was going to turn into like the villain, like they were going to be like the villain group or something. And I feel like they completely wasted it. Like, I know he was annoying, but I feel like they just wasted a character.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Jesus.
I like the way he was killed.
Yeah.
It was uneventful and stuff, but that's exactly what Chris was.
It's not that the way he died was lame. I think it's more like, they just showed it as kind of like a flashback. So it was like, I wish they would have shown it as an actual scene,
so
I guess.
So you guys, I mean, is it safe to say that you guys would have loved to see him suffer?
Well, that just sounds harsh.
No, I mean,
I don't know if I would have liked to see him suffer, but I feel like we should have seen him struggle with the group a little more. Like, literally, we went from him leaving Travis to him getting shot. Right. So I just feel like that we could have seen them fighting or something.
Right. Okay. I mean, I can respect that. I mean, for me, I liked how it went down just for the fact that I think that the way it went down and the way they were showing us just elevated Travis's, because Travis was just a man. I looked at it in a sense where I felt like I was there with Travis, like he was imagining how it went down, and that just that flipped the switch, and it was just. Because you just feel it, and then it just, I don't know. I thought I liked it. I liked it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really wish you would have suffered, like chop him up in little pieces, like you could feel it.
Oh my God.
Because he was just such like the shit that he did to his dad. Yeah. But it's, but then I could see, I guess, maybe as a parent, like when I was watching it, I was like, oh, if anybody would have done. Oh my gosh. And so I was just like trying not to wake everybody up in the house, but I was like, jerking off. I was like, yeah, Travis!
You were doing what now?
Nothing.
You were doing what?
But it was awesome. It was awesome. And I'm glad those fucking guys got what they got. And I'm glad I was actually happy for a little bit. And I haven't been happy for Madison at all, but when she goes in there and even Strand like kind of tells Madison this one's still alive and she's like, I was like, yeah, Madison did something finally right. But that ending, man, that was some, whoa. I mean, that was, I don't know about you guys. For me, my favorite part of the whole episode is same with you guys, or did you have a favorite?
For sure, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, I was worried about Jesus. let's see here. So we got that out of the way. That was the big giant thing. Let's talk about real quick, Ophelia. Orphelia, whatever the hell you want
to
call
her
name.
Do we have to?
Yes, because she's a U.S. citizen now. Brancy, of course, I know, Brancy, I think you did. You watched Sons of Anarchy, right?
I watched part of it. I didn't finish it. Don't start with me, Mike.
Kristen, did you watch it?
No.
God. You girls need to watch something. Instead of watching that Once Upon a Time crap.
I don't watch that either. Teen Wolf or freaking
Blindsided or Blinded Eyes. What the hell are you and Jesus recapping with the girl?
Blind Spot.
Yeah, with the chick with all the tattoos. Forget that. So, Jesus, I know you watched it. We see that the girls you wouldn't know, but the guy that is shooting after her is Sheriff Unser from the Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, it was so exciting when he finally revealed.
Yes, I was like, yes. The girls were like, oh, we don't know.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think? What do you think it is? Do you think that this guy is just still protecting the borders?
I don't think so.
You think it's deeper?
Yeah, I think it's more.
Okay.
Yeah, he definitely has to have some sort of compound or something.
Okay. Okay. So you just don't think he's just sitting out there in the whatchamacallit?
It'd be creepy, but I don't think so.
All right. Girls, what do you think? Deeper story or just a dude that just is protecting our borders? Miracle.
I hope it's a deeper story because that was pretty stupid.
Yeah, I really hope
What?
Because she was trying to look like such a badass. And
she was in the beginning.
Did nothing.
Ugh. Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, they're shooting at her. She can't even see who's shooting at her.
You know what happened? They were shooting at her, but then when they got close, they saw that she was hot. So they were like, okay, fuck it. We won't shoot her.
Okay. That's a good enough reason for me.
Okay, let's move on. I can just see how y'all girls feel about Ophelia. Let's talk about Nick, Lucy, Alejandro, that whole ordeal. Alejandro. Well, let's before we get into the lies, what'd you think about the biting of the nose and the biting of the fingers?
Oh my god.
That's pretty badass. That whole zombie little zine was pretty dope. So I was cool with that. Alejandro pretty much is
Are we bypassing the whole eye thing?
Well, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Yes. Because y'all didn't seem like y'all were like.
Yeah.
Listen, Mike, I'm not squeamish. I'm not. Like, I have a high tolerance for that kind of thing. But that was disgusting.
They added sound and everything to that sucker.
I know. I was like, ew. And he kept jamming his fingers in his eyes. And I was like,
that's what I was saying. I was like, why does he keep on? Like, you already did damage. Let
it
go. It
was like a 30-second sequence.
And then they panned to the guy's face, and the blood's coming out of his eye. I thought it was dope. I thought it was good. The biting of the nose, the fingers, and that part there was just probably my second favorite part of the episode. Alejandro. Well, I mean, we all knew, right? We all knew that he was fucking lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that really discussed. I mean, how did y'all feel about Lucy, though? Because for me, watching her, the way that she was acting and staying and the cartels coming, that was, for me, it was a brief moment of not liking her. I was like, you're so stupid. Why? What are you doing? And the whole faith thing, don't get me wrong. I'm Mexican. I understand. But I agree with Nick. The bullets aren't going to – the faith's not going to stop the bullets.
Exactly.
So, girls, you're on – you girls are on my side. Jesus, do you agree? Did you understand Lucy, or were you like, bitch, go?
I understood that, you know, she's lost everybody, and she now considers this group her family. That's why she couldn't leave.
You're to answer the question. So do you – so I mean –
I'm not on your side.
You're not on the side then, right? So you thought she was making a point.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, her brother gave his life for this community, and she's trying to do the same thing.
But isn't that kind of stupid, though? If you want to look out for your people, shouldn't you want to stay alive and save your people?
Exactly. They could all leave.
They could have. Well, yeah.
I mean, they do.
But she's still trying to keep that place sacred for them, you know? Even if it's not for the reasons that she once thought they were.
So if you're there in the colony and Lucy's like, we're staying because this is our home, and Nick and all of us, me, Brancy, and Kristen were like, bitches, we're out. Are you coming with us, Jesus? Or are you going to stay with Lucy?
I'd stay with Lucy.
Oh.
It's because he thinks she's hot.
Really? And so you'd only stay because of the vagina, or are you actually staying because you view like the colony as a place to be?
I think because she had a point. I mean, she tried to
really?
Be
really. You would really stay. You would really stay yeah. there.
Oh my yeah. god.
Okay, I'm gonna throw something else in. So you would stay. Now uh-huh. imagine you have your family there and your little nephews, the ones that like to run in while you're doing recap shows. Do you stay or do you go? Aha!
I think.
No, shut up. You would not stay and take the chance of the cartel coming in there and killing everybody, which they would.
They would.
So you would stay or go? Come on.
I want to say still stay.
Oh, my gosh. Gee. Well, okay, and did you not see what happens when Travis and Madison and Alicia show up? Everyone's dead.
Yeah.
There's your little peaceful little cult. Hey, Seuss, we got to talk off the air because you need Jesus. I need you to come back to us. How'd y'all feel about Madison telling Alicia to stay in the car while they go and investigate?
Typical.
I'm like, hello? I go, Alicia just saved y'all's asses and stabbed the doctor in the chest. And you're going to tell her to stay in the car? I was like, bitch, whatever.
That doctor was hot, too.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought maybe, really?
Yeah.
Just trying to. I figured Oscar would have been more your type.
Mm-mm.
The hubby with the beard, a little mustache.
No.
All right. Are we done with this? Are we done?
Yes.
I think we're done, right?
I think so.
Because it's starting to get to Kristen's
okay.
personal life.
Yeah, I think we're done.
We're good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hands down, probably our favorite part. All of us agree. Travis going ape shit.
Definitely.
The zombie, yes. Thumbs in the eyes, definitely freaked y'all out. And would y'all say, ladies, that zombie kill has been probably the EBGBs of fear and The Walking Dead? Has there been a zombie killing in The Walking Dead that kind of made y'all feel the same way?
Are we talking about the eye jamming?
Yeah, like while y'all were watching The Walking Dead, can you remember a time where you were like, oh my god, that was so gross? Like, this
I distinctly
eye.
Remember which times it is because I don't get grossed out, but like, in I think it's like the second episode of The Walking Dead when they ripped the horse open, like that was gross.
Oh.
Yeah. And like when it eats the pigs, I don't even remember what episode that was. But those are the two times that I remember. But I think, this tops those for sure.
Yeah, I think my wife.
That was nasty.
Yeah, I think my wife for The Walking Dead was, I think the one that she really was the, was it the well zombie?
Oh, yeah, that was gross.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. All right, cool. So I think we're done, right?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to jump in. We're going to end this one and then start the other one really fast and get into that. So. First half of the season finale. Kristen, scale 1 to 10. What do you give it?
10.
Cool. Francie?
Solid 10.
Jesus? Well, hold on. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you would have said different, Jesus. Me? Yeah, hands down 10. And strictly, because, I mean, if you really look at everything was pretty calm. The zombie attack was cool. But that ending, that was just
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Over the top.
Yeah, Travis, what's his name? Curtis, what's his name? Cliff, what's his name?
Cliff Curtis.
Cliff Curtis, you get an Oscar for that. That's all I'm saying. Oscar! All right, people, I think we're done. Real fast, hey, Sue, so let everybody know how they can find you on the internet.
My blog, dysfunctional.com, at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Tweets, Ranty.
VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram, thevro.com, and I'm also VRO Brancy on the Good Shows app.
Sweet, Kristen.
According to Kristen.com on Twitter at thisiskristen_ and Tumblr at thisiskristen84.
Sweet. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. Good Shows app. Download it. Mike the Movie Guy. That's pretty much it. We'll be back, and we're going to talk the other half of Fear of the Walking Dead. Bye-bye.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.